Ultraviolet, tobacco, alcohol and high cholesterol diets can all damage our eyes. That's according to Rosie Gavsey from the Eye Care Trust.
They react on the elements in the macula, which is the part of the eye that you use for looking at something, as opposed to the rest of the retina that allows you to focus on what you're aware of. The oxidative process damages the macular pigment. Now, there are some ways that we can remedy that. There's a condition called macular degeneration, which is responsible for something like 600,000 people in the UK alone, and is certainly the leading cause of blindness in the older population in the Western world. And there are ways of helping to reduce that by some of the nutritional elements that we can take within our foods, and also by stopping smoking, protecting our eyes from ultraviolet when the sun's out.
So let's talk about the nutrition then. What sort of things should I eat to help my eyes?
Well, you're thinking of what we call superfoods and foods that contain antioxidants. And these scavenge the free radicals so they can help your system. So you've got foods that contain vitamin A, C and E and zinc. Now, if you're taking zinc, you have to be a bit careful because that can affect your kidneys. So you have to make sure that copper is also added to your diet. So where do we get these elements from? So you've got spinach, kale, broccoli. These are the dark green leafy vegetables. You've got the dark red berries like bilberries and blueberries. For beta carotene, which is a vitamin A, and that's very good for night vision, then you've got carrots and melons and that kind of thing.
And is it actually possible by eating the right things to stave off macular degeneration?
Well, there is some evidence that actually that foods that are high in lutein and zeaxanthin, these are the particular elements that are in your macular pigment, they can slow down the rate of progression of macular degeneration for people that have got them. And there's some evidence that they can help to prevent AMD.
And what about exercising the eyes? Does that make any difference?
No, not at all. And it might relax you. And if you roll your eyes around that, you might feel more relaxed. But actually, there's no evidence that it helps at all. Certainly with children who have difficulty in crossing their eyes, there are exercises that are given to them to help that. But other than that, there's nothing that you can do from an exercise point of view. Although regular exercise, when people do aerobics and that kind of thing, or squash or tennis, whatever, that increases the oxygenation of all of your blood cells and your muscles, and there is some evidence that that does help your eyes.
Now, you mentioned that there were also other things you could do beyond nutrition. What would they be?
Well, when it comes to things like ultraviolet light, it's very important that you do protect your eyes, because ultraviolet is cumulative, and that means it accumulates in your body over a period of time. So even as a child, it's important to give your children sunglasses, because we do know that half your lifetime's ultraviolet is absorbed by the body by the time a child is 18. So although you see adults who have nice pairs of sunglasses and the modern shades, they often forget about their kids. They're the most important.
And if you have got some kind of problem with your eyes, what should you do?
Well, having a regular eye examination is one of the most easy and sensible ways to protect yourself, on the basis that an optometrist can often see the signs of things going wrong long before you get the symptoms.
And are there certain things people get with their eyes that really aren't to worry about? Things like little floaters or maybe some bright lights and things like that. Are they just a fact of life?
Well, floaters are where you get little bits in the vitreous, which is the jelly inside your eyes. They start usually when people are sort of youngish and they develop as time passes, but actually they're not usually significant at all, and most people learn to ignore them. However, if you woke up one morning and you suddenly had a burst of them, lots and lots, that can be an indication of a tear in the retina, and that's something really serious, because it could develop to a retinal detachment and you would need to go and have that sorted out quite urgently.
And it's using things like lasers and so on in order to improve your eyesight. So is that actually a good idea to be fiddling around there?
Well, it actually depends upon what kind of prescription if you've got. If you're somebody who's a little bit short-sighted, the new laser treatment to correct short-sightedness is very effective, but it all depends upon the person to whom you go, and your optometrist will probably be able to recommend somebody with a good reputation.
And overall, top tips for looking after your eyes, what's the most important thing to do?
Well, first of all, get them tested on a regular basis. Make sure you don't get dehydrated, because often people who get dehydrated get dry eyes, and dry eyes are associated with headaches. If you're working on a computer, and almost everybody who works uses a computer at some time or other, make sure your screen is clean. If you're eating a diet with omega-3 oils, that often helps dry eyes, as do things with vitamin A. And all the diet, exercise, making sure that you're not too overweight, because high cholesterol is associated with damage to your macular degeneration, that kind of stuff.
That's Rosie Gavsey from the Eye Care Trust.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.